Baba Basra, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Basra Bavli, Daf Samach. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and the Mishnah at the top of the page. Ein oisim chalal tachas rishus harabim. A person is not allowed to make a cavity underneath a public domain. Boros shechen ma'orois, Rebbe Lezer Matir, kadei shetei agola mahaleches v'turuna avonim. Similarly, a person may not make pits or long pits or roof pits under a public domain, and Rebbe Lezer permits it as long as it's strong enough for a carriage carrying stones to ride over it. A person may not build beams or balconies out into the public domain. If he wishes to build them, he has to do so within his own property. But if a person bought a courtyard that already had beams or balconies protruding into Rosh Hasharabim, into the public domain, then they can remain this way. And the Gemara says, if those pre-existing beams or balconies fell down and he wishes to rebuild them, Rav Yochanan says he has waived his right to them and he can't rebuild them. Rish Lakish says no, he has not waived his right to them and he may rebuild them. Masnisa Messiah Ladain, we have a brace that supports each of these two opinions of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Masnisa Messiah Rav Yochanan, what's the brace that supports Rav Yochanan? Misha Haisa Derech Harabim, Oiveres Besech Sadeyu, but not Levenosan Lahen, Menasad, if a person had a public path passing through his property and he took it and gave them a path on the side instead, the path on the side remains theirs, but he cannot keep the first path. And Masnisa Messiah Reish Lakish, Lokach Chotzer Ubarzizin, Uxustroys, Venoflu, Boina Oisam, Vecheskosam. The Bryce says that supports Reish Lakish, if a person bought a courtyard that had beams or balconies protruding from it, if they fell, he may rebuild them. Hadnolach Perak Cheskosabatim.